It is now time for the program, Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the host, the man, Sluggy Dan. Good
all
evening.
All right, manners and respect. Some people saying that we get in the, you know, that really disappointed in the music we get in, Ollie. They're hearing a lot, the cry out there a lot is, a lot of the smut playing, you know. They're getting good quality songs. It's even saw it in the paper, saw the Prime Minister talk about it in the paper. They saw Ronnie Clark talking about how many songs got rejected. So I want to know from the public if that's the feeling out there. Because for me, I know a lot of sweet songs, Ollie. And we're going to try to do this evening, Ollie. I'm going to try to play some good music. I'm going to try to play some good, sweet music. Oh, and we could add to that list before we start is, you know, Julie got one that real good. What's Julie's name is Lady Virtue. We playing here Africa. Woo! Remember when she calling, Ollie?
Yes.
Because we got sweet music, man. So what are you going to try to do this evening? Not Trey. What I'm going to do this evening is play some music. Is play some sweet music. And I want to hear from you. 434-1790. How you feeling the music for the crop over season? Or we can add Ian Webster Brain to that list as well. We can play some sweet music this evening. And I want your honest feedback and honest opinion about how you are feeling for the crop over season so far in terms of music. Bigger everyone from St. Lucie, locked on. Wow, I know people all don't St. Lucie listen to me. North Stars, Crab Hill, big up to you in St. Lucie. They got something happening very, very soon. So looking out for that. Some soca vibes. Every Sunday, North Stars got some soca vibes down in St. Lucie. Ain't gonna take a trip, Ollie. Well,
sounds good.
And I'm ashamed of this. And it's getting wrong a lot. And I still feel ashamed of this, Ollie. But you know, you live in a country and we'll go overseas and still explore all your country. You know, sometimes I sit down and think of that world, so that is so crazy. I gotta get to see every single place in Barbados. You know, the people that will travel all across the world and go to Canada or Miami or whatever, but still got parts of St. Lucie I went yet. So that's saying that I gotta fix for sure. I gotta come down on a Sunday, they got food and drinks on sale. But of course, we know Sluggy come here buying the food. The royalty come make sure. All they want is some fish and salad. So everyone in St. Lucie, if you're from St. Lucie, I want to know what makes St. Lucie so special over the years. For all those who might have lived in St. Lucie most of the life or all the life, you know, and for persons who never get to go to St. Lucie yet, there are many Bayesians who never ever went to St. Lucie before in their life. There are many Bayesians who went to St. Lucie seldom, hardly ever. I want to know the specialness about St. Lucie that we've been missing. For those who have not came down there a lot. Bid to North Stars Cricket Club in Crab Hill, St. Lucie. Every Sunday, they got the soca lime. They got food and drinks. I come down. I want some fish. I want some salad. And they want some juice. And I'm coming down. No!
Mr. Lucky, let me ask. I'm going to tell you something. We do have a caller. But before we get to the caller.
No problem.
You know, you sent me a few songs to put on the lineup. Which yes. Is done about 8 songs.
Sweet.
I'm also going to ask you during the program to also give me some of your favorite ones so far. Woo! Apart from these, I've got one or two myself.
Look at them, put me on the spot.
On the spot, my brother. I want to hear some of your favorites for the season so far. What I could tell you is that coming in here each week, the folder is getting bigger and bigger. And I'm realizing that there's a lot of youngsters, a lot of talent from the youngsters out there. There's a lot of youngsters coming through. So I've got one I want to play for you at some point too, Slugs.
Well, we got one of your favorites.
Yeah, man.
I know all the point of favorites out here. We got a caller. We take the caller first. Good evening. Welcome to Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. I want to know how you all are feeling the crop over season so far. You're getting lots of complaints. Oh, we ain't getting a lot of music. And a lot of the music is smart. I saw the Mr. Ronnie Clark speaking about most of the songs that were rejected were bashment soca songs. Many people are meeting me and telling me they're really feeling the vibe. A few good songs, but I can't count 5 good songs. They're saying, what manners are you speaking? I know more than 5 good songs. So you want to know from the public, how are you feeling crop over this season so far? And how are you loving it? Are you hearing lots of sweet music? Or are you hearing a few of the same songs? They want to know the vibe of crop over so far. And if you are from St. Lucie, I want you calling and talk to me, man. Good evening, my brother.
Good evening.
You from St. Lucie?
St. Joseph.
Well, St. Joseph, bigger to everyone is St. Joseph. St. Joseph is another parish that we don't explore enough of either.
But it's only my opinion, right?
Yes, please, go ahead.
But the music is here. I tell you, honestly, it's not an effable. And Joe check in your shirt. and Mali, and then man had come to Senegal here. I think they will win something, like, honest truth.
So you are not enjoying the music for Krakova so far? Hello?
Yeah, Eddie.
Can you hear us?
Good evening,
ma'am.
Can you hear me?
You sound like a mile away. You and my Lena Corner?
All you got, good now. Sorry, we got, you can hear me good now?
Oh, okay, you come down now.
Hey, how was sounding now? How was sounding?
You sound good.
Sounding good or sweet? Yeah. Sweet.
But listen, now what I'm saying.
Hey, listening.
You see, Africa in me, I love that song. I could imagine seeing the lady performing that song, right? Although she talked about walking out your ass and things, she ain't used it like how some of the other fellas really used it, because, you know, the Africans just move the waist and stuff like that, right? And I think her lyrics is nice. The music is excellent. And you can't wait to hear the beat. When you hear the beat and then you hear her singing, why? She's going to be up there. You understand? She's going to be up there. I believe she might even come in first position. Yeah? But she's good. And you see, Bit-Bit, I had my eyes on Bit-Bit for a long time. Bit-Bit is good. Whoever is writing Bit-Bit song is doing an excellent job. And Bit-Bit going to go real, real far. And they should always move those people into the big tents and let them perform and stuff. And when they got the finals, put the little fellas up early so they could go home early and thing. You know, don't keep them out too late. Yeah, so they could get exposure and see what is actually going on in the big people tents and stuff like that. I'm sure that his school is proud of him. St. Michael's proud of him to see that they got a Calypsonian in there. And the schools should really push the little people to sing this little calypso, because they got children at 5 years old and they can sing a whole 3 and 4 verses. I said, geez, don't miss a line or nothing like that. I can't sing well. So I believe that they should push those little children from 5, 6, if they got the boys, and then push them right up to seniors and stuff. You know that some of these little young people can beat these seniors. Yeah, you agree with me?
Listen to me. Of course, I agree with you. I don't believe in this thing where that because you are young, you go away, you turn and all that. So you can get me agreeing with you for sure today, because I believe once you good, you good. You know, yes, I believe you should put in time, and you know you should take time to master your craft and so on. But I also believe that you may have got some children that are, you know, prodigies, some children that are phenomenal, some children that are way above the average. And I don't believe that we should make those children. I believe that some of the juniors will beat some of the oldsters.
I know they're gonna beat them. And the guy that was king last time.
Yes.
I don't think that he's gonna be king again. Yeah, he has a good song, yeah. But one has to look at the lyrics and the music and stuff like that. And the people who really put in together the music and taking the lyrics and putting the music and stuff together.
All right, listen, this is what we can do, right? Again, this we can do. Don't move, don't put down yet. And anyone else wanna call in 434-1790, don't put down. Ollie, we can listen to a piece of Kwan's song and come back. She says she don't think he can arrange. And are we sure that this is Kwan's song he's entering with? Will this confirm all
your
you
What
don't
I can
know?
Tell you, there are three songs on the system, Sluggy. There's the comment section, Rock With Me, and Nonstop. We could take a quick peek at all three if you want.
Right, let me listen
a
to
minute,
these.
Listen
let
to
me
each.
Listen to this one here, yeah.
Twitter, you should see the comments flowing like water, subject matter, likes and laughter. Just like the other day when a certain man, he found himself in some misery with a young lady. This
station and CBC posted the story, and I went straight to see what they had in the comment section. The comment section. The comment section. Somebody say the young girl lie. She just looking for money from the guy. And next one type, the girl is right. And somebody leaked the statements that night. A man reply, they are.
So Sluggy, that's the comment section. We're gonna go straight on to Rock With Me.
There we go.
Time to party again. Can. Look, the party come to life. Only good vibes here tonight. Plenty woman, plenty body. Plenty dancing, whiny, whiny. Got to find a partner, find me tight. Then hold on, she bumper tight. Rock the baby. Start to fling your waist back for me, yeah. You got me feeling super high.
So that's Rock With Me, Sluggy. And then we got Nonstop. Turn it over to you. Play it in the background for you to talk to the caller, Slugs. All over to you.
Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme with your boy, Uncle Sluggy. How are you doing?
Uncle Sluggy.
Yes, please. Yes, please. You're calling from St. Lucie. Where are you calling from?
I'm right here by a place that closed down called Kentucky.
Kentucky?
Yeah, the one that closed down.
St. Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Talk to us. We call the chat about the boy. Tell us how you feeling for the crop over season so far.
Well, halfway. Because I ain't get enough for inspiration at this point in time. But, you know, sometimes the season moves slowly. So it may develop in time to come, right? You know, there were years ago,
uh-huh,
to complain about the shareholders, man, the shareholders, plastic bag, Gabby, and then, man, let us stop singing for competition. Let the youngsters come through. Let the youngsters come through. Because if they keep on singing, they're going to be blocking the youngsters. You know what happened? The old guard move away and get them an opening. And the truth is, I don't feel the living up to the expectation. Right? So sometimes I just feel like the old boys should still be in there.
Wow.
I still feel the, yeah, be an anger to still be singing because you open the door for them. And I don't think that, and you think about it, right? Money is much more now. It's like cricket years ago, big boys like Gaffey, stuff like that, they were playing great, but they didn't get in the money. And then now you're getting money, you can't get a good match. But I think it is, right? And I see the Calypso in a similar light. Because now, we're not really getting high quality. And I think that standards are dropping and we are beginning to accept the new norms of low standards as far as I'm concerned, right? I hear you play some there just now. They're kind of new to me, but they got potential. That's true.
All right. And you said, you said your name is?
George.
This is George and you are from Hastings?
I believe we still have the lady on the line, too.
No. No. I just in Hastings.
Where are you from, my brother? Where are you from?
Same Christchurch, though.
Christchurch. Okay, cool. George from Christchurch. You say he's feeling the season half and half. My friend, where are you calling from, ma'am?
I'm Velma. I'm calling from St. James.
Velma?
Yes, please.
So do you agree with him that it's half and half, or are you totally loving the music so far?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I am trying to analyze what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
They have some that will make you laugh.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I think that some of them shouldn't really enter some in the competition because, like, I like Matt Spengel's song, right? The Soca in Me a Thing, right? That's reality, right? But I don't really like that so much. If it going to competition, I don't really like that so much. Yeah, And then they got the one about the hornology or whatever. That's a lot of fun, right? I think that some of these songs suit the thing, yeah? But I don't think some of them should go to the judges.
Okay,
yeah?
And, the gentleman still there, Ollie? George. Hold on, Velma. George, George, are you agreeing with her? Are you agreeing with her right now?
I agree with her.
Oh my gosh.
I agree with her. No, she's right on.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Let me tell you songs that I hear that sound good. And the best song for the season right now is by The Queen. And what y'all don't play is by Allison Hynes, right? Allison Hynes got the best song right now.
For the season? The number one song for the season?
Allison Hynes.
Nice.
She's going to go places with that song.
What's the name of the song?
I didn't know the name of the song. Wow.
This one?
That's
so Velma, this song is the best song of the year to you, Velma, too?
That song good.
Bigger but, Allison Hines, you know, man, I'm loving it. Veterans and our legends can't do it. I love that Allison Hines in 2023. This is what you feel good about, right? People in 2023. There's a black woman, you know, right here in Barbados, a Bajan queen, Caribbean queen. In 2023, people still saying she got the best song out. Saying that was happening in the 90s. Bigger than, I'll give you a little piece more. Wanna keep quiet a minute? Wait. Ali, let me know your background. Not my friend Ali saying every year is just getting sweeter. Ali, give me that back. Turn it back up. We have two people here agreeing with each other that this has to be the best song for the season. Let me say a kudos to Allison Hynes, you know, the Caribbean queen. You know what I mean? My sister and Rachel, I love to see it. I love to see.
But let me tell you, Sluggy, let me tell you. Hello?
Are you listening?
That song, most likely, will be Roadmap and Barbados. And Allison Hynes is going to tour the world with that song.
Good. I love that.
No, that's not true because in Barbados, the favorites get their music played when they go to the judges. So you might think it sounds really good, but it may not win because Barbados doesn't work like that.
Oh, all right. You can get enough tours, though, around the world, for sure.
Can't stop Ali from touring for as long as you want. Ali's the queen. So, Velma,
yes,
Velma, you feeling this song, too?
That song, I would play at a party or for the Road March. Yeah. Oh,
nice. Loving
and,
it.
And TC, with the climate song, I will put that song for competition. A little bit. I like bit song for competition.
Okay. Oh, nice. I love that.
I'm too young to whine or something, so.
Oh, nice. I love it. All right, people. Yeah. This is Velma from St. James and George from Christchurch. Thanks a lot.
But before you go.
They slugging.
Right, slugging, I mean, before you go, let me just tell you this one thing, right? Two people that I can't feel for at the moment, two big numbers. You see, I rap and you see Classic?
Yes.
But I feel like nothing from what I produce there right now. That's the truth.
Pardon?
I am not feeling anything from I rap nor Classic.
Pull up Brand here. Pull up Brand by I rap.
Brand.
Pull up Brand by I rap. Okay, you can take a listen and call back in if you want to give your comment. But I'm going to make her eat your words, Ollie. Cut out.
All right.
The brain is the center of wisdom, cerebral cortex and the cerebellum. If you dare to delve little deeper, check the medulla oblongata. Yes, in the field of neurology, we must understand how exactly the human brain does be functioning with the decisions I see people making. The mindset today to me looking strange. I mean the way the whole society change. The matter before we speaking so plain. Saying to me is like we don't use we brain. When we get legislation to deal with kites, but nothing for those serving in public like that decision. Staking out the nation. And if you ignore Chapman Lane, Bonnet's Baby Lane, and leave all the crime up to Corey Lane, that decision, is it crime prevention? Cause then we want to know how the youths get so choosing violence, saying them fully dance. That decision affects the next generation. Tell me, are the neurons inactive? Is there an issue with the synapses? Or is the country just going insane? Man, it's like we don't use we brain. It's like we don't use we brain. It's like we don't use we brain. Won't use we brain. Don't use we brain. It's like we don't use we brain. It's like we don't use we brain. Let us consider the limbic system. It controls our moods and emotions. With all of the talk about SOEs, civil servants feeling anxiety. Now on to the corpus callosum. It facilitates communication. Yes, I know the PM talks to me, but we still need some more transparency. The optic fibers must be inflamed. Cause we can't see we way out of debt again. The IMF target's barely in sight. But the money they lend is cypher stories. When the foundation can come with a future plan, it has to include Edwin, Rick and Ram. That decision seems like favoritism. And that
yes, good evening. BHM Rhythm and Rain 434-1790. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Still have Velma, and we have another caller.
Listen, tell him that brand thing, that brand song like it.
My Velma's got number one.
The brand song what?
Like it, have that brand song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? The lyrics, the diction, and the music is good. And I feel that could hold number one, depending on who else is coming with a song.
So you got Eleven to win the crown?
Okay. Huh?
You got Eleven to win the crown, right?
Huh? That brand sounds like it will
Pardon
hold
me,
it
don't,
right
don't
now. It's pretty monk songs it got right now. The brand like it will hold number one, right?
Okay,
but
cool.
You know, because people that's got things in the back pocket, right? So you got clips on your gonna bring. Right.
All right, we can take another call. Big up to you, Velma from St. James. Thanks a lot for calling in. Yes, Ollie Goody, next caller. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Yes, please. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Nice. Where are you calling from?
St. Andrew.
Oh, big ups to everyone in St. Andrew. How is it there? Is it raining in St. Andrew? No? How is it?
Should be pretty hard.
Oh, yeah, you look outside for you there.
No,
I'm not gonna say. Wait, Ollie, Ollie is. I'm glad we know that's Corey. Just join us. We are now joined by my brethren, my buddy, Mr. Corey Worrell. You know, he's simply a bit with an opinion, but we all know he's extremely intelligent, and I appreciate you for joining in. But here to see you, Corey, right? Corey, you want to talk? Because we listening to some music, and so far, Corey, we had two callers. We had George from Christchurch, he said, Ollie, and Velma from St. James, if I'm not mistaken. And they say they're feeling half and half. A lot of these songs they're doing, like one song by Addison Hines that they like real bad, which might not be one of the favorites, but I love that Addison Hines song as well. But some of the people ain't feeling the music now. So that's two people so far, Corey. Just putting you up to date on how it's going so far in terms of calls. So when I answer your question, you know, you could guess thanks to how the public is feeling.
You know that it's stealing us.
No, we have a third caller. We have a third person. Oh, good evening, ma'am. And you say you're calling from where?
St. Andrew.
Good. Right, St. Andrew. And your name is?
Joy.
Joy, good. Joy, so I asked you now about the music. How are you?
I like who's your name. The woman, Miss.
No. That way, I want to know yet. I want to know if overall you hear enough music that you like or only a little bit.
I hear a lot. A few that I like so
a
far.
A few? They got hundreds of songs in your system? Hundreds?
I know.
Ollie, how much songs do you got? Like, about 20 or 200?
I know, but
over 200? I hear Ronnie said over 300?
I hear all of them so good. Yeah.
So you're telling me over 300 songs? Out of over 300 songs, you can't pick 50 that you like? You ain't hearing 50 that you like?
I'm telling you how much I like you. You will let me tell you.
How should Sluggy do?
I like John. Yeah, so
one.
I like, who's she named? The woman that got the...
Lady Virtue?
Yes, two. I love that.
That's two.
I like the brand.
Three.
I like, who's named song? Matt Fingal.
Which one?
One... I can't remember his name, but I know.
Soca Baby?
Huh?
Soca
yeah.
Baby? Oh.
Yeah.
All right, that's four.
And I like the other fella. The one that, Classic.
Okay. Classic, good. So that's a couple, not bad, which is, but it's to me, it's still sad, you know, like, if you go over 300, that means that a lot ain't playing. That means you're hearing the same music all the time. If that's playing the few songs all the time, that you telling me?
I don't get to hear all. The first time I hear who's your name song, Alison Young's song is just now.
Are you serious?
Yes, like first.
That time was the first time you hear the queen yes. of soca song on yes. radio. You listen to yes. radio regularly.
I did do on gospel.
What was your name? From St. Andrew? What's your name? Judy? Joy. She name is Joy Ollie. She's listening to the gospel station only.
You may not hear Alison Hines on that too much.
I know, but I didn't say only. I just listen to the gospel song, but I will come over and listen to that song.
Oh, but if you only come over a little bit, you're going to hear him. You got to keep it locked to 90.9.
You make sure you listen to Sluggy on Saturday evenings, right, ma'am?
Well, the only thing we hear is Sluggy and you is from a Saturday.
Wait, they wanted to give you so far.
And I just say Holly for the Sunday too.
Oh.
But sometimes when I'm busy, because I got things to do.
She said Holly? Who's Holly?
I was listening to Mr. the gentleman that have the birthday there yesterday.
Who's that, Ollie?
It's a birthday. Norville.
Oh, okay. Oliver Norville?
Oh, that was Thursday.
That was Thursday.
Thanks, Mom. I still appreciate it. Thank
oh,
you,
yes,
Mom.
Yes. Happy birthday to
Let's
you.
Let's move on, Slugs.
Happy birthday to you. Biggest, Thursday. Yes, biggest Ollie on your birthday.
And I just listen to the radio. So when I get a chance, I listen to the radio.
All right, so overall for the crop over season so far, only a few songs you are feeling. You are not feeling majority of the music you are saying. You can't say if you see I hear I listen to the radio and most of the songs are like, you can't say that as yet.
Then I hear them.
All right, we can play a few this evening.
I know for sure.
All right, we got another call, Ollie. All
right, I know for sure John Yard's song is very nice and I love it.
Okay, well, John Yard, cool. Now let me bring in Mr. Warrell.
Hey, gone. Bye.
Take care, Mom. Thanks for calling.
Hey, gone. Bye. Big up Joy from St. Andrew. We had George from Christchurch. We had Velma from St. James. I'm loving it. Good evening, Mr. Warrell.
Good evening, Sluggy. My audio is good.
Yes, your audio is perfect. No, people, this is Mr. Corey Warrell, who described you as a singer as well, a musician as well. Here you got some. He released some songs with Beijing Rhythm and Rhymo already. So salutes to him. But like you like to say, you're just a Beijing with an opinion, and they like that the most humble way of putting it. Now we heard your cries. I know you're a man of great influence. And I heard your cries about the music for the crop over season so far, but you preference your statement by saying you love crop over and you look forward to the season. And then you state why you look forward to the season. So I would like to tell Barbados, why do you look forward to crop over? And how do you feel about the season overall so far after being someone who was looking forward to the season? And thanks a lot for coming on.
Yeah, ma'am. Man is our time. I look forward to crop over primarily for the music, right? As you said, I am a musician. People will put me in a category more so from the gospel singer persons would have known me many years ago as an artist, you know. I'm a creative. So I really look forward to the music. I love social commentary. So I look forward to see who come biting, who come with some good crafty lyrics.
Yeah.
I really look forward also to the musical arrangements for sure. Because so it's changed over the years. They get a lot more, the BPMs increase a little more compared to, let's say, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So I really look forward to see what the Calypsonians bring. But I also look forward to hearing what you would call the soca artists would bring out. So let me just put it up front so everybody know, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ, full-time, 100% Christian. However, I appreciate music. I may not always like the
content,
lyrics, they are the content or even the context, but I can appreciate the craft, you know, the excellent writing. I could appreciate excellent melodies. I could appreciate excellent arrangements, you know, and I like to go, whoa, yeah, boy, this one good. Or people who are able to create excellent hooks, you know. So I normally look forward to that, and you know, I just critique the songs. I listen and I break them down. There are some people I could immediately say, yeah, boy, I know who produced that song, you know, based on the instrumentation, the type of horns, the use, etc. So that's what about crop over that I really, really look forward to, you know. So, but this year, let me not even just say this. Well, yeah, this year has been the biggest disappointment.
And I heard that you said a couple years. Is that true? I heard that you said that for a couple years now that you have been.
No, what I said is that over the years, my disappointment has been growing, right? And I want to make sure people understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying my disappointment has grown for the music in general. I am just speaking about the amount of lewd songs that degrading women that are coming out, and it's increasing.
But you know who those songs that are loved by, who dominate the fest.
Yeah, the same women. That's why I said in my video on Facebook that what is so ironic about it is that these songs degrade women, turn women into just sexual objects. That's all it is about, right? And what's interesting is that these songs that degrade women are loved by the women, you know. And interestingly enough, there are women who sing some of those songs.
Yeah,
for sure. You know, it's crazy. And what people don't understand is, well, people do understand, but it seems like they don't care. We as adults might hear it and we might turn it off. The challenge is that a lot of our young people just suck up this thing and just mimic it, sing it, you know, and it's just filling their minds with a lot of crap. Just a lot of crap. And the thing is, right, some of these artists can write better. You know, many years ago, so like, I can't remember who the artist name, but so I don't want to call his name because in case I got the wrong person, but it was an artist, a good artist in Barbados about 10 years ago, I think it was, 10 years ago. He said, so he did a song, put some good music across over. It was a really good song. And the man ain't made no way with this song. Ain't get you no way with this song. I remember the man say, Michael Wells come and sing the foolish songs, the smarty songs, because it seems like that's where the money is. And literally, I wonder if that's why a lot of persons turn, or those who turn to that type of music, that lewd music, do it. Because they see it as, you know, that's where it could get on the boat race. You know, the cruises or the certain effects. Yes, or even having their songs in rotation in that area.
Yeah, that I find that a lot of the youngsters think that way.
But Sluggy, the challenge here is that smut don't last, you know. You can't market that. You can't take that smut over onto no big stages. Smut does not last.
Yeah,
it's very, very short lived.
Yeah, and to me, dying what is sell the most. I think that's a big misconception. People is mistake hype for what's selling. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or what touring, and you know, you look at like hype of songs is tour a lot.
Look at that song Ducking. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, look at Led White and Sardis.
Father Fox tour for years off of Ducking. You know what I mean? Yeah. 4 years off of Ducking, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And the thing is that if you look at those guys who really get into to go through the states, to go down the islands, they hit Canada, etc. A lot of those guys' music, actually none of the music that they're traveling with is considered that smutty music. And if we can, you know, I start straight. Where you start to see this smut really, really escalating or multiplying or increasing, it came from when Bashment Soca was normalized. You know, if you go back all the way back to the first Bashment Soca competition,
before that competition,
but it was underground, Sluggy. It was a lot more underground.
And then Hardwine wasn't underground.
And then what people call it, and then when I go remember that what one is called Bashment Soca, ain't really Bashment Soca. Bashment Soca is like Hardwine and like Bashment Men's, right, push, shove, push, shove. Right. When the feeling ready, dance on Bashment Soca. What happened is that the men using the dance all know because of the competition, you know, enough men start singing the dance all fused music, and then we start calling it Bashment Soca. It's Bashment, but that's not Bashment Soca.
Right, but Sluggy, all right, so
and that competition, right? And this was going about Barbados, right, Corey? That competition was not even a government thing. That was a private thing that formed by private persons. Then supported by Bajans. You know what I mean? So I'd be wondering, like, and then I went to a couple Q in the communities and the people partying, yes, people getting on bad, yes, but you see when the Bashment come on, certain songs come on, people at Q getting on so bad. So then I used to be wondering, like, who hate this Bashment door? Like, I feel like fake. I feel the hate fake.
Is it hatred? That's what I want to go back. Let me go back.
So you know, people love it. People love it, Corey. People love that smart hate. We know he ain't met enough money, but we still like to support it. And I ain't agree with you, bro. A lot of the times, right? I feel that. That music be a waste time because they ain't gonna, like you said, it don't gonna be after a couple of years.
Let me. I want to go back to something you said, right? Two things. Let me start with the one that you said after. You said, you talk about people loving it. Is it that people loving the Bashment Soca songs, or is it that people loving the rhythm, the instrumental, the drum, the beat?
Mm-hmm.
I think that is where most of the love when it comes to a national level comes. It's like Top Band. From the time you hear Top Band music, you had to start to move. From the time you hear Conga drums, you start to move. We are black people, right? We are people of movement.
Right, I think I told you something, right? I used to think that one time, right? But then I realized, no, that is the lyrics. And I can tell you something, that even more sad, bro. You see the dirtier the lyrics, the more they love it.
The beat. When you said the more they love it, who's this there? Is it the public? The younger people? No, the public.
No. Younger people?
I can't say I agree with that. The general public love this much music. I can't agree. I would not agree with that.
Well, I tell you, just
so go, let me go back.
Go to any community. You see, a community community has got old people.
I've seen one time with two people on top of each other, jerking down, going wrong.
I'm telling you, bro, like, Bearden's love it.
I would say Bearden's love it. That's the truth. And here's the other thing too, right? When people, so what happens, you got to be very careful the environments you go in. When you enter a certain environment, something about your behavior, your mindset, your temperament, your atmosphere changes. So what would happen is that there are people who may look back at how they behave at a queue in the community or at a fair or a concert and say, whoa, that was me. Sometimes it could be influenced. Yeah, it could be influenced by alcohol. It could be influenced by weed. It could be actually influenced by peer pressure or just being in the environment.
Just being there. Corey, you see that?
Just being in the environment.
We can take a call. I don't want you to move yet, right? We can take a call, right? But I want you to speak on after this call. Why that is so powerful and important. Because you see that, Ollie? That is something I've learned and trying to teach my training. See, fam, you don't got to be doing that wrong, you know, Ollie? You don't got to be a bad person. You see, just being in the wrong environment, Corey, I've learned that the hard way. We can take a call. Don't move. 4341790, Beijing Rhythm, my Raymond. I'm talking to
Magnificent. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, my brother. Thank you. What do you have to share with us this evening? How are you feeling the music for the season?
Well, let me first of all tell you how I am, and then I'll tell you how your music is. I really more than need a touch from you, and my blessings come from you, and indeed, more than all your presence is blessing me. Now, what I find all based on the conversation that Corey, good evening, and thank you for taking my call. What's happening is that we've come to an acculturated society where music is getting better, but we came to what? Acculturated. Acculturized,
okay.
Then.
Okay.
Right. So.
Nice.
Right. So you have. So you have the sounds progressing from certain machines, certain computer elements coming into place. It's not just the drum or the trumpet anymore, but the actual good stuff. And then the music in the future is going to be of international quality and of a quality that has never had before, where it's going to be like, once a song gets out internationally, it will gain like Rihanna status. Like
how are you feeling the music so far for the season?
Well, you were mentioning the Brain song as well from Iveb.
No, in general,
because you to use your brain, but at the same time, but at the same time, Lyric is telling you not to use your brain. Lyric is telling you take your mind off him, while Iveb is telling you to put your mind on good things. So you see, even in those two songs, a very popular song by Lyric that could that may win Trinity Cup or something like that. And then another song from iWeb that is very good, yes, but not a lot of people might like it because it doesn't sound like how lyric, the arrangement, the kind of instrument, the kind of vibe, that, the kind of revolutions, revs that you would get from a lyric song. Because lyric has a particular style of doing stuff that he's mastered the art of capturing the audience and getting the people.
Okay.
And being able to,
yeah. Okay, my boy, that is DJ Cog, stick a pin in
DJ Cog, I'm telling you something, man. That song by Lil Rick is one of my favorites for the season. So
yes, it's so infectious.
That's the one I was going to tell Sluggy about, actually. Yeah. I got to hear on the lineup, so we'll take a listen to it later. But thank you so much.
I'll hold on. You could go ahead, because I would like to ask a question to Corey, please, if you don't mind.
Okay, hold on a second. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Ring. We have another caller.
Yes, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Where are you calling from?
St. Michael.
Oh, okay.
I want to make some points here.
Go ahead.
The first thing, blessings never come from immortal man. Blessings come from the Creator. The second thing, sir,
yes,
is that I disagree totally with Vama. Irv's song, although it's strong in structure, is not as strong as that girl's Cherry song. And I think she's one of the few that
Cherries?
I hear. I think you know Terry.
Terry. Cat Piss and Pepper.
Yeah, that has a lot of structure and a lot.
Yeah,
of,
but all might be Oweb. Anyhow, that Oweb probably wrote that.
Probably wrote it.
You know, Oweb probably wrote it, and you know, probably the melody was his as well. Probably he.
But what I would say though, sir, is that Oweb is a vicious competitor.
Right, and Oweb probably wrote that song, so you can if he's the writer of both songs, you can't say this song better than the other song, because all to his mind.
Don't forget, John, I can't write your song for
He can say that.
But I tell you how music is work. Whoever wrote the song, the only song forever.
I mean,
if Oweb write the lyrics to both, you can't say this lyric stronger than Oweb one with all two is his.
No. One is stronger than the other. That song that Oweb got is not as strong as the one he write for the girl. That's what I'm telling you.
But to me,
because they write a song for you, that I write a song for myself, that your song. No. Like your work,
I don't think lyrically. I don't think lyrically that song stronger than Oweb one. Not at all.
No. Oweb's song is weak. As far as I can show, that's one of the weakest songs that I ever heard.
Listen, sir.
You are trolling.
Sluggy. That's not true, Sluggy. That's his opinion, man.
Come on. Are you a song weak lyrically? Come on, man. Go ahead, Corey.
It has no flair to it.
No flair?
A little punchline here or the other. I don't.
You hear that arrangement?
I heard it more than once. They're like telling me that the song, like classic thing, is a strong song, is a good song. War Rihanna, baby. That's a good song?
No, you can't compare that to Iweb's song at all. But what I would say about Iweb's song, right?
Yes, please.
Iweb's song is intellectually rich. Listen, that song is so deep.
Now,
the thing about it is, Sluggy, what people don't understand, right? Listen, you see them Wall Street Boys, them men is big rock. That song brain, right?
Yeah.
That's a song you have to listen to with headphones on.
Yeah.
You can't listen to that just in a car.
Bro,
if you see how
the arrangement alone, legendary, bro. The arrangement alone.
I ain't get to the arrangement yet.
Go ahead, go.
I'm talking about how the man was able to use all the medical and the terms of the anatomy regarding the brain and the cerebellum. Listen to me, and that's
prefrontal,
the prefrontal
cortex.
Listen, Iweb right now is the Lauryn Hill of this genre.
Listen,
he
right.
So deep
it's just that,
that
he
it goes over
that,
a lot of people's heads.
It's just that he's not old yet, bro. Iweb is one of the greatest ever.
I will consider him. For me right now, I consider Iweb as the best in this thing right now. It's hard for me to say that because AC and TC are an announcer. They got a couple of them that are like Iweb is in a class, in my opinion, by himself.
It is the truth, and I stand by that. Right now, in this time, Iweb is the best by far.
And performance too.
Listen, I mean all around, but I mean all around a little bit. Like,
iWeb is awesome. But like, sir, I will say this about Terry's song and iWeb's song. You cannot compare the two. They're two different types of songs.
Yes.
With two different focuses.
Yes, yes.
They have two different focus, sorry.
Yeah,
so Terry's song is a song that China Law licks. No, but her lips are very direct, straightforward, in a straight line. Where a eventual lash, you got to think. He's met you think. You got to think. That song is well written.
Listen, Ayweb so dangerous that Ayweb caused the whole war. Yes, please. Sluggy. My name is Sluggy, not a thing.
Sluggy. And part of that song, it's simple because you talk about certain names.
But he's so simple.
But anybody can't.
He ain't listening to the same song.
All he do tell me.
You mean Brian?
You gonna give the guy a chance to talk.
Names are probably out of but you think we're favorites all the time. Everybody's so hard and take for anybody can understand that. You can understand what he's saying. But what I'm telling you, I prefer the girl Carrie's song. Carrie's song is more.
Oh, we can work with that.
Yeah.
We can work with preference.
No. Listen, buddy, you are perfectly correct and standing by that, which song you prefer. And I would even say, although I do prefer a web song, and simply because most people agree a web is the best knowing this time, separate yourself. But I could see an argument why Terry's song now hotter and will more get favor for a competition if she deliver, because of what Corey just spoke to
what
about.
She saying?
Yeah. Right, because of what she's saying, and
simple.
I was just gonna touch that, Corey. When Corey mentioned that she's getting direct licks, so when she come out, right. When she come out there and she punched from ball one, you know, it's like Kurt Ambrose coming at you. Is like the reason why iWeb couldn't beat Quan last year. Quan come out and from the first word, the first line, it was punch and licks. You know what I mean? Yeah. From the first line, and Terry song gave you that vibe that from the first word, Corey, from the first line to the end, she could keep you there. And it hard to beat if it could deliver, but Quan.
That's true.
But Quan.
It's similar to a classic and one song too.
Yes.
The same thing with classic and one song.
Yes, you are correct. And but what you can tell me to know is that Quan is a phenomenal performer. You know what I mean? Quan is a phenomenal performer on stage. On stage, Quan be ready. You know what I mean? So that Terry.
No. It's like how you define performance here, because when you talk about performance, is it just how you're using the stage and how you're singing and stuff?
No.
Because once again, when you talk about performance, especially for competition still,
yes.
Again,
ask me the question. Go ahead.
Mania, are you ready?
Oh no! I'm talking about why Quan was able to beat Ayweb last year.
Last year
Quan was on from ball one.
From if ball. You talk about last year though, I think Terry get on fear. I just said that. Sorry, I got put that.
But listen, in Barbados we all know Corey, and if any judges out there offended, I mean to offend one. In Barbados, we all know if you get like the first two right or the first three right, the rest is don't matter. So like Terry, there's nowhere Terry could have came what she came. Terry was one of the best.
Nowhere.
Terry was one of the best.
One
on
of
that.
The best tonight.
And it was clear, especially for the categories that they had. Terry was one of the best on the night by far. If we're going by the carry judges had it, but you know after you get first, second, and third, the people that tell themselves the donkey at that time. It's clear that girl, that young lady last year was severely
unfair. Yeah, she was the bomb. Awesome.
Yeah, and she was severely unfair. Awesome, and that could be so discouraging to a young person, but I'm so happy.
She come out good this year, though.
Listen to me. There's nothing that pleases my heart more than seeing a young person do that.
Rebound.
And then a young lady, you know what I mean? A young lady, and like she knew she did better than her place last year. And she ain't that.
Who should remind you of, Sluggy, as it relates to being unfair and coming back all the time?
Unfair?
TC. I want to see TC raise a crown. Me personally.
I see she raise.
I don't know if she could do it.
With
climate change. Well,
to be fair, you want to see it, but let me just let you know, I've seen TC raise three crowns. Three.
Yes, okay.
Let's let everyone know. Well, people want to see one. TC got three crowns in Barbados. Good. Good. Hold on a second, please. Good evening. We have another caller. This is DJ Cog.
Yes,
Yes, it's DJ Cog.
DJ Cog, answer your question so we could go to the next caller, please.
Yeah, thanks very much. Mr. World, know that you're talking about TC raising and wearing crowns. What about the private sector crowning crop over, taking on more events, adding more to it, multiplying blessings and so on? What do you find can happen if the private sector does it? Because, you know, the government isn't going to have the money forever to do this. This is the most expensive undertaking we can have other than tourism and so on. So just asking that question, what do you feel about the private? Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling in. Call, we'll go on to another caller, Ali Pacho. Go ahead, Corey.
Yeah, all this is this. During the ceremonial delivery of the canes, yes, that's please. Going on, the events going on, I was listening to the chairman of the NCF. Uh-huh. And the chairman said that, you know, the festival generates millions of dollars. And she said the private sector is a heavy contributor to that. Now, she started to list off all the major events. And all the major events got title sponsors who are from the private sector. So my thing is that I believe, and I don't follow crop over that deeply, but the private sector contributes a lot to crop over. I think they're even more, look at the amount of private sector events or private events that is happening.
That's not even a debate. So private sector is do a lot.
A lot, you know. Yeah. I don't know the figures, I don't know the numbers, and I'm not involved in crop over like that, but yeah. The private sector give a lot of money.
Crop over generates a lot of money. Crop over generates millions upon millions of dollars. You know what I mean?
And then look at a lot of these artists that perform, especially Pick of the Crop artists, they are sponsored by people in the private sector, you know? So that's all I would say about that. But look at the tents. Oh my goodness, the Calypso tents.
Yeah, and everything.
Again, private sector.
Well, we'll let it see more tents. And if you don't have more tents, more tent dates. That we'll have to see for next year. That maybe it's for next year that the tents are able to start earlier. You know, the subvention to get is much more. And that we can get tents step up called tents dwindling. That they're not much tents. That way, salute Julie, who's Lady Virtue, for bringing a tent this year. You know, Shining Stars, Carol, Shining Stars, I salute her for that. Big up Host of Soca and big up All Stars, call it Soa Tank. You know, a big show. But I would like to see much more tanks or the tanks be supported so we can have much more tank days. Good evening, Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, your boy Uncle Sluggy.
Good afternoon, Sluggy.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Listen, I can be brief because I had my time already. This is George from Christchurch.
Yes, go ahead.
A little while you all were discussing a rap, right?
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't sure what it is you all were discussing because at one time you sound to be discussing a rap, the writer, performer. Nobody can dispute that today he is probably one of the best, if not the best, writer and performer. We can't dispute that. What we wanted to look at, though, was his song for the year. That's why I started off by saying, his song doesn't move me. I do not see it. No, the song is lyrically sung in terms of its content. Got a lot of good lyrics in there. But lyrics alone can't move me in a song because there are so many songs in this world today, you don't know what on earth.
So what moves you about a song?
Melody.
Are you have song, you don't like the melody or you're saying it don't have a lot of melody?
It may come on me sometime later, but for right now, no. That melody doesn't catch me because melody is the first thing that catch a person. If you see a lady and you like her, you don't like her because of the content because you don't know nothing about her. You like her because of the look. Right? Look,
but how the man can say so? I love that melody. Are you have song? How the man can
I would agree with the call, little Sluggy. That's just you see, Calypso is like a beauty contest. Everybody has different opinions. And everybody's not going to agree on the same thing.
What listen to the same song?
Yeah, listen to the same song. You might
listen to it a lot. Hello. No. I'm not speaking. Listen to it a lot. No.
No. But another thing too, right?
No.
I've said a very, very, but very high me, standard too.
But to me, right? Are you song is a masterpiece?
Let me ask you call a question.
Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Caller, so you all right. So what I would say is that Ayuel have brought a song that is different into the competition this year. But I want to link that to a song from last year that was different as well. John Yard's song last year.
Yeah.
The 10 years ago, and the boy would not want that in a Calypso competition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But nobody can say that. John Yard's song was so different, but still so impactful. The other thing is this, right? What people, I know Ayweb from playing cricket and different things, right? So I don't know him person. But I believe Ayweb is a very strategic man, right?
Telling you.
And I can link something to Edwin and Ayweb. Sure. People, there was a year, I think, Edwin Turner, I think it was Party Monarch, with a brand new song in it. It was a song that nobody didn't hear. I think it was a song he brought out time. And I asked the boy a question, how the man is just Turner and could win? You know what the boy told me? The man know exactly what the judges want. And he brought a song, he delivered a song for the judges. So I'm wondering if Ayweb strategically did the song the way he did, not necessarily for us just to enjoy, because I don't know what's the judging criteria. I don't think Crow Response got much points, right? But he probably has a song that in his mind.
Crow Response ain't right down, but you know Crow Response is Caddy Swing. Crow Response, Crow but, Response is add on 3 points to each category.
I wonder if
wanna better believe it.
Yeah. So like, I wonder if when Ayweb was conceptualizing this song, he actually saw himself on stage and know exactly what he is going to do.
Yeah,
you know. So
right now, I ain't calling. I ain't saying that Ayweb can win. I just pushing back against the idea that it's not a good song. To me, it's a great song. I'm saying give in because we got a lot of great people listening for Ahanjia graduating from Junior Monarch this year to be big stage. And I hear she's song in the tent and Ahanjia song cruel. You know what I mean? It's real kaiso. And then, hold on. And then I expect Crystal to come real good. I heard
this Crystal coming back us?
Yes, I heard. I also heard.
Yeah, boy, Dark Horse.
I telling you, then the same Terry we spoke about is going to. I expect her to do really well. I expect Young Renan to do really well, and John Yard is.
What about Quan song?
Quan defending, so Quan have time to surprise you. You know what I mean? So you can't call.
But he released his song.
Right. But you can't count you up because suppose Quan get a harder song today. Quan defending, so he ain't gonna go through nothing. You get me? He could get a hard song as we hear talking. Somebody could give you a song that real cruel, and we can then hear it next week because he still got nothing. Yeah,
it's true. He still got time.
Ending of July.
But the song that I heard that is released, I was like, after coming from what you had last year,
To be fair, I haven't heard him say he's defending the crown with that song. I'm gonna hear it. I don't think he's defending the crown with that song.
Well, if it's Wall Street Boys, you know what I mean? Always got saying
that. That's big enough to that we know to if you're working with and if the youngster working with the Water Street Boys, you know, we'll be hearing Prince Radio. We'll be hearing on Finals Night, cause song the same but different lyrics, you know, a different arrangement. We all know you're not getting a Finals Night performance from Quan No on radio on no song. That is what I've not heard that from the camp, but I know that would never be smart. It would never be smart for Quan to come and give one of his Finals Night performance no on wax. On radio? Nah. I don't believe that, Corey. Something can be different, if you get me. What we hearing no on radio can be the exact thing happening Finals Night. No. I don't believe that. So yeah, I expect Quan to come very, very hard. And if he working with a team, man, I'm sure that his team don't want to see he give it that crown. Quan, I'm sure Quan want back that crown. So I could safely say I expect that youngster to come back with pure fire. And I don't think we get what is coming as yet from Quan. But I don't like the idea, Corey, that people saying, I wonder if it's here, you know, or if it's because of the war with Ian and Peter Ram. I wonder what it is because I'm hearing this a lot about Ian's song brand. And when I listen to that song, Corey, as a musician, one, the arrangement is cruel. I love the arrangement. And then the way he used the lyrics was so crafty. I'm wondering why people don't like this song.
Well, I could
care. Yeah, there's people subjective. Yeah, you could go, sir.
Yeah, it's amazing that somebody might not be telling you that they don't like it. They may not be just saying that it's not all of that to them, but you're taking it as they're saying they don't like it.
No, you don't hear me. People are saying they don't like this song. I can understand people saying that because what you're saying is perfectly correct, Ollie. You know, like, if music is subjective, so something might sound really good to me, it might sound art to you. But I've never met a situation where a song sounds great to me and a song stink to somebody else like this. That is so far on the spectrum. Go ahead, buddy.
The gentleman here is not saying that.
No, not George. Not George. George just saying that he ain't connect with you. But I'm listening to you, George, to hear why it doesn't connect with you and your reasons, my brother.
I agree with you that maybe he wrote that for the final score. I always, over the years, sometimes didn't like songs when the guys sing them very nice in the tank. And then they go to the finals, they slow down a lot, and then
That happened to me a lot. Disappoint me a lot like that for you.
Disappointing, right?
Yeah.
He may have written it to win, and most of he might have written it. But I ain't thought about, for me now, I ain't concerned about the winning, because I ain't in the contest. I want things to make me feel good.
You want the excitement.
And that already take me off. But I listen to the lyrics, though. The lyrics solid, right?
Yeah.
Very solid lyrics.
But Imelda ain't saying that to you.
No, can't catch me.
And Ollie agreeing with you. You know what I mean? And Ollie don't be normally that opinionated about music, really.
And I can tell you something, before I go.
Yes, please.
You know that despite the fact I said to you that Alessandro has got the best song for the season, right?
Absolutely, Ollie.
I want to hear that song tonight when you play a piece. That's the third time that I ever heard that song. The door rotate it. And you see that the girl that was on first earlier with me from St. James, you realize, she had never heard it. And another lady who called it, who never heard Alison Honey song.
I always got a problem with that. But I contain, I ain't want to say that with radio light because in effects, does play the same songs all the time too. But I'd be trying to find what it is. There's got real songs that sound good, and then the men will not play them. Maybe somebody play a song you hear that they the second song somebody play, and that time in the system. And then, is anybody, is Alison Hines. If you see any Alison Hines, right? Alison Hines, if you see any Alison Hines song, I deserve, once they approve for a player, right, Corey? You should just play. She deserve a hearing.
I do not agree with that. Yes. I do not agree with that, Sagi. Big respects for what Alessandra has done and the contribution she has brought. However, I don't believe just because it's Alessandra that a DJ should just play. Because if you say that, you got to do the same thing for Edwin, you got to do the same thing for Blood, you got to do the same thing for Grainer.
Right.
You know, you got to do the same thing for everybody.
Yes.
I do not agree with that because what that does then is that those other persons who are not big names, who have excellent music, will get squeezed out. There will not be enough time to play them.
We don't got 20 legends, brother. We probably got about 5 people that's legends. These rest of people that real good are singing along in legends yet, brother.
Who are the legends? Who are the legends? Gabby by who? Give me your names. Grainer.
Many more than
that. But Gabby by Grainer.
Gabby more than 5?
To me, the men is stalwarts. Alison Hines and them. Gabby dog, bro. Gabby's 74 years old.
I pull up the music list on A. We starting with A, right? And 3 names immediately. Alison Hines, Adrian Clark, Adonijah. That's just the first part of A. We ain't going nowhere yet.
Right, but alternate three. But alternate three. No.
Thank you very much. I have to go. I have a meeting to go to. Thank you very much.
No problem. I am mixing my words. If you got Alison, Adrian, and Adonijah, right? Like Adonijah is when people make me turn roster, right? But if you got Alison, Adrian, and Adonijah, all of them will say Alison's the legend.
But then you got to put it in categories too. Because I don't know how you would define legends here.
No, one of them because won't hurt their feelings.
So what would Lil Rip be? What would Lil Rip be?
A legend. Already, yeah. So
you're telling me Adonijah is not a legend, Sluggy?
Adonijah is a stalwart.
Colin Spencer?
Oh, what, a legend? So that mean everybody's legends?
I'm asking you, is Colin Spencer a legend to you?
No.
He's not.
To me?
In terms of Calypso, yeah.
No. Ask the question to me.
In your opinion, is Colin Spencer a legend of Calypso?
No. But Colin Spencer is a legend to me. Okay. But in terms of Calypso, no. No. Bro, like,
I can understand the difference.
Bro, like, there's no debate. You got at least 10 mega hits. You can't, you're on a legend.
Pardon? How you defining mega here? Because if you can do 10 mega hits, you're 10 mega hits.
But where is a legend?
Sluggy, you know, is a one-hit wonder.
That's not a legend.
You know how many legends there are?
No, I don't agree with that. No, you can't be a legend. No, you can't be a legend with one hit. You could be a one-hit wonder. That's why they are called one-hit wonders. A legend is someone who repeatedly over time continues establishing greatness.
So Gabby's a legend or a stalwart based on your
Yes,
words.
Gabby is probably I is rare, right? And this can sound crazy to you, right? You ready to listen?
I was listening for you. Tell me, come on at 7:03.
When I think about Gabby, right? In terms of the Caribbean, right, Ollie? In terms of the Caribbean, right? That music background playing. When I think about, to me, that probably Corey background or something.
No, I ain't got nothing. That may Holy Spirit speaking to you.
Probably.
So Sluggy, if a man climbs a building and rescues a child from a fire and they say he's a legend, he's got to do it again to become a legend?
No, I would say he's a hero.
If people call him a legend because of that, he's got to do it a few times?
No, I would say
But only
hero.
I want to hear,
A legend will be somebody.
Gabby is a legend or a stalwart.
A legend, uh-huh. Right, so I tell you now, Ollie, a legend will be somebody that's rescued people from buildings all the time. Being serious?
If somebody says, man, that man is a legend, the story of him climbing that building and rescuing,
right, that's
he
different.
Is a legend.
That's different. You could call it a legendary story. So what we're saying is very different. If you just met 100 runs once and that's a legendary innings, that means that you're a legendary batsman. You just had a legendary innings. You're conflating the
Fair
two.
Fair point. Slaggy.
But I ain't one, but listen to me, that they're when they ain't getting. I do not care if one agree. I tell everyone what it is. You can't be
a
legend.
Telling us your opinion.
No, this is the definition. Google. Right. Google. You can't go a legendary music career with one song.
So give me your five legends, Sluggy. You just said that you got five legends. Who are the five? You got Allison already.
Rick.
Edwin.
Greiner. Bike.
Okay, Nora Saley.
You let me in terms of Barbados and for a Bajan legend, or you mean?
Period. But you say legend, so I just
right. Like you could tell Allison and Cashy anyway in Caribbean, and she's still big. You could tell Edwin and Kai anyway in Caribbean, he's still big.
And that's how you define legend.
You could go.
Let's get Google's definition. You ready? It says a traditional story, sometimes popularly regarded as historical, but unauthenticated, such as the legend of King Arthur, or an extremely famous or notorious person, especially in a particular field. The man was a living legend. So you got both of them, Slugs.
Right. And if you go by that, that ain't gonna be a lot of people. Still. So to you, Corey, how
yes,
to you is being a legend is something you think you could gain easy? You think that we could pull 30 people and 30 of these are legends?
No, I for me personally, I
that's
I
such
am
a
not
rare
putting, any oh. definition, any titles on these persons. I believe that they have done extremely well.
For sure.
You know, I don't know who I would call. I mean, legend, stalwart, those are two different words. What I would say is that I have my favorite Calypsonians, but I also have my favorite songs. So I have a song that I like, but that person may not necessarily
ESC is one of my absolute favorites, Adrian Clarke. And who know me know that?
Yes, I would agree too. For Calypso, I would say ESC.
Oh my God.
TC.
Oh my God.
ESC TC.
Listen, right. TC singing Calypso, brother. I'm on a stage. You know what I mean? Like Adrian and TC, I love to see them on stage. You know what I mean?
You know, Iron Lady.
Yes.
I believe that should have been an anthem for
the Iron Lady.
One of the best songs I ever hear from TC.
Yeah, but we don't
love it.
No problem, but we don't do that. And that's a conversation too that I want you and I to have. I would love you and I to have that in the future. Like, you see songs like Iron Lady and what TC was singing and standing for, you only see that again used. You will see them take bashman artists, you know what I mean, that sing certain songs like
Iron Lady should have been a national anthem for women for that entire year. That should have been taught to school children. That should have been a tour rather than carrying some of these people in, in schools and children walking up and things.
That
Iron Lady song, hot class. We frightened, right?
We are afraid to do things like that. That way we can always push conversation like this. You know what I mean? We would tell people that got bashment songs or walk up songs or that kind of music and carry around these schools and all that, and then like feel that we doing.
It should not happen.
Nah, it should never happen. We need to take people that sing messages like this, people that doing community work, people that doing that putting out certain messages, and take them people like children see this is what success can also look like. Success ain't always gonna be what seem hype. We got a call, Ollie. And let me take a call before we end. Good evening, welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rain. We got 3 minutes.
Yeah, I want to see Malik in a tank.
Okay, no problem. There's a call, a request for Malik. Thank you, Ollie Capacho. The call request for to see Malik in a tank. Another caller. Good evening. We have another caller.
Yes, it's another caller, but it's DJ Cog again.
Okay, DJ Cog, we're running out of time. What's your last contribution, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he breaking up, Ollie. He breaking up. Oh, go ahead, Corey. So, we can take a minute and we got a minute. I can give you the final minute, Ollie, and let you close off. I want you to tell Ollie and I in Barbados, what would you love to see more happen during Cropover? I don't care if it's a personal thing, if it's more gospel in Cropover, if it's more gospel artists. I don't care what it is. I want your, well, you always can give me your honest opinion.
What would I like to see more of?
Yes, please.
I would like a lot more of the music recording.
Nice.
A lot of the social commentary music recording. And I would like us to have a one place on YouTube under the NCF where we can find all the music. All the music that we could just go and listen to. You know, I would love that.
Listen, I know, Ollie, that can happen. We can facilitate that. If 60 artists send a request saying we got clips so we want to record them, I think we can facilitate that. If nobody wants to take it, they can take it the task. Corey, love that idea. All them could record in the studio in town that belongs to the NCF. And then we could get all them out. And then you see, you like a place saying, well, like you could go up on YouTube and listen to all.
A central location. So like on the NCF page, I go on there and I watch different things. Yes. So you just go, you listen back, you know. Just a one place where we could find all the music. And it's, arranging Ollie. In years.
Very good.
By artists.
We can end
and we could just find good music there.
Corey? Yeah. Listen to me. I absolutely love that. I absolutely love that. And they have nothing to add. And I'm just here to say, confirm that. I support that idea. Have all the music recorded, or if not all, have more music recorded, much more music recorded, Ollie. Have that music in a central location besides radio so that everyone can go on an NCF page or whatever and listen to the music. I love that suggestion. And if the government, the NCF and Ministry of Culture can facilitate that, if not for this year, for next year, I would absolutely love to see that. And I'm willing to work and make that happen.
Well, I'm going to propose something to you, Sluggy, because
no problem.
This program is really popular and the calls are getting more and more. It's increasing, you know.
Thank you, Barbados.
My proposition to you is, why don't we have a brass tacks on Saturday evening, me and you, for at least 2 hours?
I join my time?
At least 2 hours. But your time is an hour.
Uh-huh.
So extend it by another hour. Have a Bayesian, a brass tacks on Saturday.
Listen, you know that would go crazy. You know, beaters love talk. Yeah.
Yeah, because listen, Brass Tax is journey day.
Let it get
not, not everybody has the opportunity to be at work listening or to contribute to Brass Tax. You remember on evenings, you're a youngster, man, but there used to be a program on evenings called Through the Edos.
Yeah.
With the Long Bay Motley. That used to be in the evening time when people got home from work and had a chance to contribute. So, somebody out there, if you're listening.
Yes. Go ahead, Corey.
So let me say this. I miss you from Fireworks. I can say it here for everybody to hear. Sluggy, you see when you did Fireworks, it was all fire. But I miss you from Fireworks. And I'm just leaving it there.
Yeah, I hear it. I just hear to tell Barbara that I've heard it a lot. And to me, to me, it just goes to show how powerful Starcom is. You know, to me, Ollie, I don't see it as a bad thing. You know, as much talent as we got, as much skilled person as we have, and people could be saying, oh, no, still, because Corny Owenboy said that. He's got that message every day from enough people and online. If we go live on the mornings, people, it's not young people. I'm looking to see people 50 and 60 telling me this. It'd be people 40, 41, 42, 30, you know me, 28. You know what I mean? It don't be old people that telling me this, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. It just shows that, you know, something I'm doing is working, that people could be still asking for me. And Barbados, I appreciate one, you know what I mean? Because I know it ain't easy for a person like myself to be accepted the way I'm accepted. And I tell all you all the time, you know, you hear me say, but I don't know how it happened. It just happened, and Corey, you know, it'd be real. I love it. You know, I'm gonna pretend, yeah, man. I'm gonna pretend. I guess, man, you know, what I mean? Ollie, I loving it. Barbados, I loving one of furry, and that's what keeping me working hard here. I love the love, that truth. It could be different.
That's like what I can tell you. What makes you see, you talk about I have influence, you have influence too, right? All of us, sure. God has given each one of us a sphere of influence, right? But one of the things that I would say that I really appreciate about you are two things I really appreciate about you, Sluggy, is that one, you will share your opinion.
Yeah.
Regardless of what anybody say, yeah, you will share your opinion. And then the other thing is, you just down to earth.
Yeah.
You see a Sluggy that you see on the streets, and you see a Sluggy in the studio, and you see a Sluggy in the music. So, and I think those are the two things that people love about you. Your honesty and your humility.
Nice.
And God elevates those who are humble.
Oh, respect. I love that. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, peoples, as long as Corey have time, we will hear much more of him. That is my brethren in real life, and he's always willing to help and come and share with me. You know, I really appreciate his knowledge. Ollie, as usual, I love and appreciate you putting up with me.
One love, bro.
Thank you. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, and I'm out.